Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
One thing I wanted to talk about this morning, primarily sparked off by, I had to double take on Friday as I was driving home. I cut off the M6 at Ashton, up the slip road. As you were turning right back over the M6, I saw on the side of the road something glinting in the sun. I thought, what's that? It was a massive hammer. I was thinking, how does a hammer just end up on the side of the road like that? And then I was thinking about other things that I've spotted. Things like a shoe. We've just been chatting in the office there. The number of times that you see just one shoe on the side of the road. How does that happen? I mean, it can't possibly bounce off the back of a lorry, can it? Just one shoe. People just threw one shoe out of the window. And what happened? The other shoe, is that still around somewhere? Ursula says a little girl, Erin, found a fork once on the side of a road. Where does that come from? Just one fork. Will, heading up the M6 past Charnel Richard at the weekend, we spotted, would you believe it, a fully inflated doll. Blackpool bound, question mark, says Will. Chloe's been on, she spotted a pillow on the side of the East Lancs. You can't imagine you just throw away one pillow, so that's not exactly fly-tipping, is it? But how would one pillow just fall out of a vehicle and end up on the side of a road? I don't get it. Morning to Hugh. Here's an unusual one. Scott Lane Wigan spotted a George Foreman grill. Actually, that's not just fly-tipping either, is it? Where does this stuff come from? Anyway, we're getting a good eBay list here. I'm going to make a fortune.
Morning, Chris.
Morning. This is Kenny from St Helens, the plasterer. You are out. Where are you working today, Kenny?
I'm working a house at Western Hospital.
OK, and so just in case the people who you're going to be working for today are listening right now, how do you have your brew, Kenny?
Milky with two sugars, please.
Milky with tea. Is that tea or coffee?
Coffee,
two sugars. Okay, very good. And you were just saying, let's get this done now to make sure she hears it. Your niece had a bit of an accident yesterday. She's in hospital, is she? Is this right?
She is, yeah.
Yeah, go on. So who is it?
It's Natasha.
Natasha. So morning to Natasha. So she's not feeling great. Have you got a message for her, Ken?
Get well soon and don't be hopping about too much.
Okay. All right. Well, we wish her all the best, Natasha. Get well soon for everybody here as well. Right, let's see if we can win you some movie tickets here, Ken. We've got tickets for Cineworld Lee that we're playing for this morning. So our song sounds like this.
Hi, my name's Alana and this is my lyric. Tonight's the night, let's live it up. I got my money, let's spend it up. Go out and smash it.
Okay, what's the song? Who sings it, Kenny?
The song is I've Got a Feeling by Black Eyed Peas. Tonight's the night.
It is, my friend, well done. So we're going to sort you out with a couple of tickets. You're going to see a film at Cineworld in Lee. Is that OK for you, Kenny?
That's brilliant.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Chris.
No worries. Well, we're hoping Natasha gets a speedy recovery and have a safe day at work today yourself, buddy. All right?
Much appreciated. Thank you.
Cheers, Ken. Take care. Bye-bye. When I got in from the rugby last night, I noticed Hosey was on the telly at home on Glastonbury. And it's quite extraordinary. When they do the big wide shots of Glastonbury and you see the scale of that whole event, I've never been. Have you been? Have you been to Glastonbury? Because you look at it, you watch it on the telly and you think, crikey, how on earth do you like find your friends and things like that? Because I guarantee that there's no mobile phone signal, is there? In the middle of I can never get mobile phone signals. Whenever I go down to that part of the world, down the West Country, trying to get a mobile phone signal, it's almost impossible. You might as well be on the moon. So how do you find everybody? It's just, and once you're in the crowd, how do you see the stage? Well, you must be watching it off the big screens, because if you're at the back of the crowd, there's no way that you can possibly make out who on earth is on the stage. Could be me on the stage miming to Hosier songs or Lionel Richie. You'd never know until they put the big screens up. And if you're watching it on the big screens, surely you might as well just be in your front room at home.